Today, as always, I'm praying Psalm 19:14, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be pleasing in the sight of the Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I'm also praying that this past week, as you've been immersed right in the middle of the craziness of this world, that you've been mindful of your thoughts, that you haven't allowed them to just wander around in your head. Because as followers of Jesus Christ, we're to be aware of what we're thinking about. And if the enemy tries to enter our mind, we're to demolish any thought that he sets up that's an argument or pretension that's against our God. And that we're to take those thoughts and make them obedient to Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 10:5. It's not easy. It's not easy to think about what we're thinking about. It's not easy to take our thoughts captive. If it were easy, God wouldn't have to use words of warfare in his commandment. The word demolish. Demolish those thoughts. Knock them down, tear them down, and then take them captive and make them obedient to Christ. How can we do that? Well, we can do it because we have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, the same power that raised our Lord from the grave. And if God says we can do something, we can do it in His power. He tells us how. He says to replace them, to replace the thoughts of the enemy with thoughts of things above. Colossians 3:2. And in Philippians 4, he says we're to fix our thoughts on whatever is right and pure and lovely and admirable, to think on anything that is excellent or praiseworthy. And we're not to let worry into our thoughts, but we're to talk to God about everything, and then he will give us his peace, which is beyond all of our understanding. And he will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We can read and reread Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We can ponder on it, try to digest it, but it is so amazing what God is wanting to do for us. Well, my prayer for us, not just for you, but also for me, is that this coming week, day by day, more so minute by minute, we'll be mindful of what our minds are full of, that we'll live this week purposefully, that the Holy Spirit will keep us so full of the peace and the joy of abiding in Christ, that his love will flow out of us and touch everyone who comes into our arenas of life, and that the Holy Spirit will give us opportunities to share that love. I'm sure by now you've realized that this week, my weekly word, is an expansion of last week's two specific words, the thoughts of fear and excitement. I've received some wonderful comments from you on how you've worked on capturing your fearful thought and replacing it with one of excitement. And I am always so encouraged when I hear from you that you're excited about these minutes we spend together each week. So the Lord has really led me to stay on the subject of our thoughts, because we know from Proverbs 23:7 that as someone thinks within himself, so is he or she. God bless you, dear ones. I'll be thinking of you this week. Guard your thoughts. I love you. Bye.